On July 8, 2016, Boko Haram terrorists in northeastern Nigeria killed 9 people who were worshiping at a mosque. Religious terrorists often claim they are holier than thou. I guess that's why they target co-religionists. Borno State, Nigeria. It must be comforting, in a way, to be a religious terrorist, of whatever flavor. You are sure in your knowledge that you have a monopoly on the truth and that the deity you worship is shining his or her face on you. Nice to know you're right. With this certainty comes arrogance, however. Not only do you believe you are in the know, but you're also convinced that everyone else, with the exception of the few brothers and sisters who happen to be of the same opinion as you, is wrong. It gets worse. Those who are wrong have two choices: kowtow to your convictions or be killed. The latter happens a lot. Islamist extremist groups may be the obvious go-to killers when it comes to the targeting of other faiths, but they are far from alone. Hindu extremists in India have targeted that nation's Christians and Muslims. Buddhist terrorists in Sri Lanka have attacked the same two communities on the island. Christian terrorists have carried out plots on synagogues and mosques. And yet, Islamist terrorists get a lot of attention these days for several reasons. Firstly, we are in a post-9/11 period in which the attacks in New York and Washington almost 2 decades ago still define terrorists for many of us. Secondly, jihadis still carry out the vast majority of killing worldwide. Thirdly, they love to slaughter worshippers in churches, synagogues, and gurdwaras. And fourthly, they often target their co-religionists, whom they see as kuffar, unbelievers. On this day in 2016, Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria's northeastern Borno state killed 9 and injured dozens in a mosque. One of the suspected male suicide bombers, who pretended to be a worshiper, maneuvered his way into the mosque in Dambua town in the southern part of Borno state and detonated his destructive load. A second suicide bomber blew himself up outside a bigger mosque as guards prevented him from entering. Quote, "A male bomber killed Muslims. We heard a loud explosion this morning during our early morning prayer before we got to the scene. 6 people had died and 3 others gave up the ghost later." That was from Nigerian security forces. Pretending to be at a mosque to engage in communal prayer and instead killing those beside you. How heinous. I hope the terrorist enjoyed his one-way ticket to the 7th level of hell.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.